I'm heading up to the airport here, and I'm just coming out of Jerusalem on the way to Tel Aviv, flying to Cairo, meeting with the foreign minister over there, some of the think tank people, as well as opposition people in Egypt, to get a good feel for how Egypt looks at the region, as well as some of their own internal issues. It's been a very quick trip. I've been traveling with two Republican colleagues from the Senate, Thad Cochran from Mississippi, who's the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and Judd Gregg from New Hampshire, who's the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. We've been in about four or five different countries over the last several days. We flew in on Tuesday morning into Amman, Jordan. And then on Wednesday, I went and spent the day and a half in Lebanon while the rather delegation went into Baghdad. I had been in Baghdad a few months ago, and they hadn't been. So we split up on that day, then back in Jordan. Then spent the day here, last day and a half, in Israel, and on the way to Egypt. So it's kind of covering as much of the region here, the critical areas as possible. Had meetings with virtually all sides of the various debates in Lebanon, here in Israel with the prime minister, the defense and foreign minister, as well as meeting with Palestinian leaders, non-Hamas leaders, to talk about the current events here and the election of Hamas and obviously the new team that will be announced here. We've got I think by the middle of next week, the new Israeli government will be formed, according to the prime minister. So there's a lot of change occurring in the region. The departure of the Syrian military out of Lebanon has created some new opportunities of sovereignty, independence, and freedom in Lebanon. But they've got a lot of work to do on those issues as well. And obviously, Iran comes up quite a bit as you talk to people here. And clearly, they're very much aware of energy pricing, the implications. A couple of important messages. One, these are all very complex issues, and it's going to be critically important we be far more engaged than I think we have been, frankly, over the last 5 years, for a lot of reasons, none of which are all excusable, but we need to be back and fully participating in these issues over here, aside from Iraq, if we're going to have the kind of results we'd like to not only secure the independence and freedom of our friends and those who seek democracies, but also for ourselves, and given the important questions that could also implicate our future as well. So it's been tremendously worthwhile, as I say, awfully rushed in many ways, but an opportunity to see some key people here that to play a critical role. Obviously, it's going to be important that we try and work as well with our friends in Israel and Palestinian leaders who are not part of Hamas, who are interested in a two-state solution, who are willing to sit down and talk about securing borders as well as providing for the proper needs of people in both communities. And my hope is that we can play a role in all of that as well. Being a lot of calls by my office tells me, obviously on energy pricing, these new announcements, prices going up and the cost of the pump is causing a lot of concern. I would just say that I think the issues over here are going to be a very important factor in determining whether or not we're going to be able to have some effect. Just to make it on the local, I get back next week, we'll be reviving two bills, one which I've offered already on the floor of the Senate. We did not pass, and that was, of course, the excess profits a tax that would have gone back rebate to consumers when prices exceeded $40 a barrel, unless the industry was willing to invest more in additional production and move into alternative sources of energy, none of which they were willing to do. And given the salaries and compensation of some of these key executives, you could just begin to feel the sense of anger that consumers have when they see these prices go up and the amount of revenues that are being kept by the companies and not being transferred back to consumers who are feeling the real pinch in all of this. So we've got that bill plus a bill that would make it easier for the government to go after those who engage in price gouging. I'm a strong supporter, obviously the first, as a co-author and as a co-sponsor of the second bill, and my hope is we can get votes on both of those matters, possibly during the consideration of the supplemental bill, which will be coming up on Tuesday when the Senate reconvenes. And again, I think it's very important during times like this, particularly given the importance of these issues and how directly they impact us. The outcome of these issues between the Israelis and the Palestinians, what happens in Lebanon, what happens in Iraq, what happens in Iran, what happens in Egypt, all of these issues have huge implications for us. So I think it's worthwhile for members who are on key committees that have the responsibility of trying to help formulate policies, spend some time to listen to people directly. It's one way to really get first-hand information.